from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An agreement coming soon. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russian and U.S. pilots carrying out separate missions in Syria came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Israel has suffered its deadliest day since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in the three Palestinian attacks. The Israeli cabinet has authorized police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem, a statement issued by the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said the permanent residency rights of terrorists will be revoked and the property of those who carry out attacks will be confiscated. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence.
So I look at that and I say, you know, if that did explode, and I pray and hope it won't, and I think there are options to prevent that, but we would inevitably be, you know, at some point, we're going to have to be engaged in working through those kinds of difficulties. So better to try to find the ways to deal with it before that happens than later.
Secretary Kerry spoke Tuesday at the Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. This is VOA News.